You can well understand that because these are difficult practices, yoga as taught in the West and even in modern India is a considerable compromise. There are two ways in which Western teachers have done their adaptation. One is, as we said, to combine some yogic postures with calisthenics and diet control, leaving all advanced practices aside. The other is a compound of Hatha Yoga and Raja Yoga, where the student is instructed in the primary steps of breath control and meditation, and may be told something of the philosophy of yoga as well. Seldom is the pupil advised of any value in making much change in his or her lifestyle. Adaptation has its place, and the West has made some positive contributions to the science, particularly by introducing principles of natural food nutrition into the yoga picture. The Indian diet can stand improvement. But always, in adapting, we want to understand just what we are doing. Let us not be deluded by euphemistic labels. Undoubtedly, we in the West have come late to this science and have far yet to go. The physical side of yoga brings definite benefits. It tones up the muscles and circulatory system. It massages with a gentle angular pressure the glands and internal organs.